USA Radio News.
Today, the FBI fired agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox News with his reaction to the firing.
It's about time. I mean, the American people deserve an FBI that's not biased. They deserve an FBI that's going to focus on the truth. Obviously, Peter Strzok wasn't that individual. And I think it's important to understand he just wasn't any old agent at the FBI. He was deputy head of counterintelligence.
Authorities in Iowa held a press conference today regarding the disappearance of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts. Authorities were once again rather tight-lipped as far as what details they would release regarding the case. Former D.C. police detective Ted Washington said there's also one other thing that troubled him.
The authorities are unwilling to give a timeline, and I think that would be essential for the public at this stage.
You're listening to USA Radio.
USA Radio News.
Today, the FBI fired agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox News with his reaction to the firing.
It's about time. I mean, the American people deserve an FBI that's not biased. They deserve an FBI that's going to focus on the truth. Obviously, Peter Strzok wasn't that individual. And I think it's important to understand he just wasn't any old agent at the FBI. He was deputy head of counterintelligence.
Authorities in Iowa held a press conference today regarding the disappearance of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts. Authorities were once again rather tight-lipped as far as what details they would release regarding the case. Former D.C. police detective Ted Washington said there's also one other thing that troubled him.
The authorities are unwilling to give a timeline, and I think that would be essential for the public at this stage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The upcoming release of a new smartphone is an example of a trend in smartphone technology. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
There was a time when smartphone fanatics might have been counting the days for something like this, but when the new Galaxy Note 9 is released on August 24th, while it will be faster and will last longer without a recharge, there aren't really many new earth-shattering features. Still, it's going to cost $1,000. The minor improvements reflect a smartphone industry that analysts say has largely pushed the limits on hardware. Major changes now tend to come every few years rather than annually. And this is not the year for anything revolutionary when it comes to the Galaxy Note. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, word out of Detroit is that Aretha Franklin is gravely ill. That's at least according to what a family representative told a local TV station. The family is asking for everyone's thoughts and prayers. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The FBI has found the remains of Richard Russell in the wreckage of the Horizon airline plane that he crashed Friday night after stealing it from the Seattle-Tacoma airport. Russell flew the plane for about an hour and was communicating with air traffic control during the entire trip.
Have you been to the Olympics? These guys are gorgeous. Holy smokes.
I just kind of want to do a couple maneuvers to see what it can do before I put it out.
Russell also explains why he didn't need help flying the plane.
I played video games before, so... I